Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 502, RTX 2015 recap, recorded live on August 20th, 2015. Hello everyone, welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm your host, Duststorm.
And I'm your other host, Haas.
And it has been quite an ordeal for the past month or so as we were planning for RTX, but it was a lot of fun, and we didn't really get a chance to talk about everything that we got to do during RTX since we have returned. So we were supposed to have Evil Geniuses on tonight. Unfortunately, they're busy doing some other stuff right now, and we would have been able to only get Coach Towie on the podcast if we only wanted him on. But we're going to try to postpone that for another day, see if we can actually nail down a date where everyone can set aside some time and be dedicated to actually doing the podcast. So we have been trying to do this since the season one finals. So it just kind of goes to show how long we've been trying to get these guys on the show. So hopefully next month will be the time frame that we can actually get them on to talk about their reign of Halo 2 anniversary for HCS. But in the meantime, we're missing Bio, we're missing Godzilla, which were obviously an integral part of our RTX experience, as we actually had everyone that's currently on staff there at RTX, which was amazing. It was a lot of fun. We had lots of good times, lots of crazy times, lots of making sure we had to distinguish of who Bio's real friends were, times, and all that good stuff. So, or excuse me, real life friend, since he only has one
real
apparently.
Real life friend. Yep.
But
it's kind of a lone wolf, that Bio.
Well, he is a Bio wolf, so lone wolf, I guess, would kind of make sense.
Yes.
Just maybe.
I say so.
Yeah. So, as far as RTX goes, I think a lot of the stress for me was getting ready for the anniversary panel and the reunion party, which the reunion party was simply amazing. And while my wallet still hurts from paying most of it out of pocket, it was still one of the best experiences. And I don't think I could really put money on how good of a time that I had and how good of a time that everyone else had that actually ended showing up.
Hands down, that was definitely a highlight. That was actually probably the first thing I talked to my wife about after getting back home. It was definitely
the reunion party
to that. Yeah, and to that, you know, we owe you a many thanks.
Well, I thank you guys for coming out, and I think we had a total of, I want to say, between 55 and 60 people show up. I remember giving away something like 45 door prize tickets, something like that. And then we had, of course, like five or six of us that were staff that we didn't give outdoor prize tickets to. So somewhere, somewhere around like 55 or so people show up. And they're from Griffball Hub, from people that showed up to our panel on Saturday earlier in the day. Duquesne was there with his wife and a few other people that we knew from the community that we've seen at RTX before. But it was a lot of fun. It was really great being able to just kind of sit down with other Halo fans and chat. And whenever I'm at parties, it usually seems to be I'm the one that's kind of sticking to certain people I know, but I knew pretty much everyone there for the most part. And granted, I was kind of staying busy walking around and making sure everything was okay. So I didn't really have much of a chance to talk to many people, and I'm sure a lot of people would have rather spent time talking to me. But regardless, I think a lot of people really had a good time. And I will say the venue that we ended up reserving, which was the Moonshine Patio Bar and Grill, that place was amazing. The staff was wonderful, friendly, and made sure that we were all set up and had everything that we needed. And I don't think we could have picked a better place. I really do.
No, as an attendee, I agree. I was a little worried about being outside as a person who's not acclimated to Texas heat or humidity. I was kind of dreading it. And then, you know, the party started getting rolling and, you know, that became completely an afterthought. And they were really good and quick about anything we needed or any concerns we had. And That's all you can really ask for a host.
Right. And all the food was good. I didn't try everything. I skipped on the brownies because I did order a big cake for us, which I feel kind of bad because we ordered a full sheet of cake and I thought people would actually at least have a slice, or at least everyone would get a slice of cake. And I think not even half the people that were there ended up getting a slice of cake.
I think everybody filled up on the food, though, because the food was pretty dang good.
Yeah, it was.
I couldn't put those quesadillas down, personally.
I love the corn dog shrimp. That was what I went for.
Not a huge seafood guy, but I did try it. I ate three of them.
Gotcha. That's what I was really going for. The chicken quesadillas, those were pretty good. I had to fish around for ones that didn't have the sauce on it, but what else was there? There was the vegetable kebabs, which I didn't touch. And I forgot what the other thing was. What was that first thing that was on the menu? I'm
trying to remember.
I can't remember either. Regardless, though, the food was great. Everyone had their fill of drinks, I'm sure, because we booked the place for 80 people, just to be sure. And we invited the 405th out, but I think they had their own little thing going on. So none of them came, and that would have been 20 people or so. So it actually would have filled out the places that we rented if everyone showed up that we thought were going to show up. But regardless, we still had a great time, and I'm actually happy it didn't fill up quite as much because that means there was enough room for people to walk around in. And another thing that we had going too was the Griffball Hub folks were kind enough to bring four of their consoles over with some controllers. And we brought Halo 2 copies and controllers, so we had Halo 2 running the entire evening while we were there. And I think people had a lot of fun with that.
Yep. The stations were always full. And then when we kind of had our community mixer on there, that was a blast.
I wish we had
the tower film. Power match. Yeah, no doubt.
So we got, I forgot, did you organize this thing or did someone else?
I did.
So we basically got all the Pod Tackler staff, both old and new, and a few other key people like Goose and I forgot who else was playing at
the
time.
We had Tyboy from Rectify. We had Fumo. We had Spellcheck. Who else did we have? I can't remember if Duquesne played. Drunken Halo definitely played.
Oh, was it Travis?
Justin and Travis.
Anyways, we had a big tower of power. We had each console was a Teams, and each console had three controllers. So we had 3-on-3-on-3-on-3 tower of power, and someone blew up the turret.
I may have thrown a panic grenade. I can confirm nor deny that may have happened. I may have mixed up the settings that allowed the turret to be destroyed. And yeah, I think grenades weren't supposed to be on there, which I was able to turn off on everything else that it was supposed to be turned off on, but kind of missed the boat on that one.
You had one job.
I know.
One job.
And I executed it at 60%.
Regardless, I still think I think people had fun with it. And it's definitely one of those game types that I definitely love. I think a lot of people ended up liking it too.
There was shouting and screaming. I think that's what you need for a Halo match.
Oh,
to
yes.
Know.
I'm just happy our team did not come in last place.
Yeah.
That's what I was happy for at the end of the day.
I finished second and I was irritated because we pulled ahead with 89 kills and then we lost the tower and all the power.
And I got the tower a few times, but it didn't really help with the power part since there was no freaking turret.
No, it didn't.
With the tower power, it still kind of is, the tower is the central point, but it's a lot more free-for-all open. So you'll have people kind of sneak down the front of the base towards the middle to catch people coming up the ramps and hide in the rocks. So it turns into a tower focus instead of just a tower power. Just a couple of centralized locations. But regardless, it was still a lot of fun. I had a great time. That was the only game I got to play. And we actually did some door prizes at the reunion party as well, which I gave away probably, 20 things at the reunion party?
Very quickly, too.
We had some tickets that we gave out to people as door prizes, so there was a number on there, and I just picked random numbers from my head. And whoever got the number got the thing that we were giving away. And we had some pretty cool things. So Bravo sent us some really cool things to give out from 343. And then we also got pretty much the really nice new line items from Mega Bloks, the stuff that wasn't really technically out yet, including the Phaeton and the Hog that has the rec pack codes. The requisition packs
I've
for
been
Halo
staring
5.
At those that work a lot.
So another little funny thing, not to divert too much off of what we're talking about, but I got a surprise package yesterday from Simon & Schuster. I actually got a advanced copy of Last Light in the mail. So I'll be reading that on the plane and giving a review of it probably sometime after PAX. And there's actually a rec code in the back of the book. So if you get Last Light, you will have a requisition DLC code.
Time to buy a book.
Yep. That's right, Godzilla. You're going to have to go buy the book now. No more audiobook for you. Not if you want the rec code. But there's actually a couple other Mega Bloks sets. I went to my Toys R Us this past weekend because I got a $5 off coupon. And there's a few other new sets that I hadn't seen before that have the rec pack codes on them as well. There's a Banshee one. And there was one other one that I'm forgetting what it was, but regardless, there's some pretty cool sets for Mega Bloks.
Yeah, the Halo 5 Mega Bloks are definitely looking pretty promising to the point where I want them badly. So bravo to Mega Bloks and 343 because they're making me want to spend money, and that is essentially what they want.
I am going to be, it's funny because the way I'm thinking it right now, I know I'm going to be buying the Mega Bloks sets, one, because I want them, and it's kind of the main Halo item I collect is the Mega Bloks stuff, because I was a big Lego person when I was growing up, and since Halo is only on Mega Bloks, that's kind of a natural transition. So I'm going to be doing that, obviously getting the rec codes there. There's the rec codes in some of the McFarlane
figurines. Yep.
So I'm really tempted to buy those for the rec codes as well. And then obviously I didn't know the book was coming with a rec pack DLC code. And I got that, which is awesome. And now I'm just wondering, okay, what else are they going to stick rec codes in that I'm going to be tempted to go buy?
T-shirts. Well, I guess not yet, but
how would you do with a t-shirt?
Put it with the tag or something. I don't know. That's what I would do.
That's a lot of custom printing for a t-shirt tag, but maybe.
Heck yes. Worth it.
Pens, don't mention my big stack of Mega Bloks. I know it's something I still need to go through.
I put one together. I put the...
Yes, you did.
I put the ship together.
What ship? I know you put a picture out, but I forget what the picture was.
Sorry, had to grab it.
Nah, that's cool.
Booster frame? I don't know.
Oh, where's the name? The Oni Repex booster frame. That's right.
Yeah. It looks like Fred. I don't know if it's Fred, but it looks like Fred.
It's not. So, the Oni Repex series.
I'm calling him
series.
Fred.
Okay. The Oni Repex series doesn't really tickle my fancy when it comes to the whole Halo thing. It doesn't really fit the universe. And I've talked with a few other people about it too, and it just doesn't really seem to fit. But they were kind of one-off things, and I think they've really gotten a better tune of what feels more Halo-esque.
Yep. Now, it was clearance at Target, so I wasn't going to complain.
Yeah, a lot of those were clearance. I don't think many people picked up the Oni Reap X series Mega Block.
I did at Toys R Us, though. They did have the Scarab on clearance, and
ooh, for how much?
Yeah, I want to say it was like 150, maybe 200. I was told no. I asked, and I was told no.
By who? Your significant other?
her argument is hard to combat against when there's so much Halo 5 coming from the bank account in the coming months.
I think I have $1,000 just pending. Well,
pending shipping.
Pending? No, because I think I paid up, paid straight up the Halo 5 limited collector's edition, but I have the console on pre-order from Amazon, so that's $500. I have the Master Chief controller on pre-order. Then I have the Xbox chat pad and something else. Oh, and I went to my GameStop this week and pre-ordered the Halo Monopoly.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, what about the Elite controller? I guess, well, does that count as...
Oh, it comes out on the same day. And I pre-ordered the Elite controller. Yeah. So, and Amazon doesn't charge you until they ship your stuff.
That's the best part.
I have a mental reminder as okay, I need $1,000 worth of credit on my credit card come October 20th in order for all this stuff to actually ship.
Yep. Oh, man. Halo, what have you done to us?
I tell you, Halo has been an investment. You just look at my room. You can tell that Halo is pretty much my life outside of work and everything else.
Yep.
It's definitely an investment. I think I've probably spent, safe to say, maybe between $30,000 and $40,000 on Halo stuff, including like paying for going out to conventions, going out to MLG, going out to other special events, and all the stuff I've bought. I would assume it's somewhere in that range, which is pretty crazy.
I know mine is not that much, being that PAX and RTX are my biggest conventions I've been to. However, I do buy a lot of little Halo knickknack stuff. And
they add up
It adds up, yes. As I look over to my left of my wall of strategy guides and games and books and CDs, and there's some missing and it drives me crazy.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
No bueno.
Got to complete the collection.
Yes, that's kind of one of those painful things. It's like you don't really want anything missing.
Yep, because it stands out that much more.
I know. It's so bad. Anyways, back to RTX. The anniversary party went really well. For everyone that came out, thank you guys so much. And for everyone that helped out with our Indiegogo campaign, despite that we didn't quite get as much as we, or not nearly as much as we wanted to, just the support that you guys showed was still pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And I did ship out all the rewards. So anyone that donated to the cause that is supposed to be receiving physical goods, so like the t-shirts, the wristbands, the lanyards, the buttons, and all that stuff, those were sent out on Tuesday this week. So you should be getting those in the mail by the end of this week or early next week. But I just want to give a huge thank you to everyone that participated and helped out, because it's it just kind of goes to show that everyone, at least I hope it shows, that we're all reliant on the community to why we're still here, why we do what we do. As far as the podcast goes, we didn't get, well, I was expecting a little bit better turnout than we got, but it was still we still had a good time with it. We walked down memory lane with Fumo and Spellcheck, who were there. We talked about their time during Podtacular and how it was like going through Halo 2 and Halo 3 with all the clans that we had. And then we touched a little bit on my time with the podcast, what I've done since holding it since 2008, approaching Fumo and doing the podcast since then. And we also did some fun things as well. We also gave out some things at the beginning of our panel. I asked 4 questions for people to kind of give like closest answers to. So when was Fumo's last episode? How long have I been hosting the show and all that kind of stuff? And there are some answers that were really all over the place. And it turns out that I don't think anyone that was in attendance at the panel had been listening to Podtacular since Fumo and Spellcheck were doing it,
which is fine.
Yeah, with RTX being a little bit newer of a convention, I'm not as surprised. There were 2 people that knew who they were, who were sitting in the back, and they were from Aim Assist Gaming, which we're going to be talking to them and seeing if we can do some stuff with them in the future. They're really cool. We actually, because of how small the panel was in attendance, we actually invited everyone who attended the panel out to our party afterwards. So that was cool. That kind of helped fill in some of this, some of the spots to kind of fill out as many people as we were hoping would come.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was fun interacting with some people that we didn't maybe know. I know there were a couple Operation Supply Drop guys. We had the AIM Assist dudes. We had Reclaimer Radio. And I really enjoyed that. And I talked a lot with them throughout the evening. So that was cool.
If there was one thing that I kind of regret about this RTX was or is the fact that I didn't really get to talk to people that much.
You're only one man.
Yeah. And a lot of the stuff that I was doing was kind of a one man deal, or I made it that way, not quite on purpose, but that's just how it turned out. Regardless, though, it was still a lot of fun. I'm glad people had fun, whoever attended the panel, and for those that came to the party. And you said we had quite a few people watching on the live stream, so that was good to, good to hear as well.
Yeah.
But I have, I mean, of course, there was the whole teasing of, we'll see you back in 10 years, right?
Yeah.
We'll have to see what the future holds. By the time 10 years comes around, I might not be here anymore. It might be going on to someone else. I would like to be doing this still in 10 years if Halo is still relevant at that point, but
we'll be in our 30s.
Yeah, we will. That we will.
Weird thought.
Yeah, very interesting. But I do want to give a shout out to those who did participate in the Indiegogo campaign and at least tried to help us get there. It did help a little bit in terms of purchasing at least some of the extra stuff that we have. So we do have some extra shirts that will be probably given away at PAX. And one of the things that I was hoping to do if we actually got fully funded for the Indiegogo campaign was actually do a store. And I know we've teased the hashtag Blame Beowulf shirt that we made, and that was going to be one of those first items that would have been on the store. But unfortunately, we're not going to be having those for a while. There might be a special limited run in the future, but as far as any type of store is concerned, we won't be doing that for a while. So unfortunately, the only way to still get some of this merchandise is attending events. That's just the way it's going to be for a while. Depending on how things go over the future, I mean, we may get popular with Halo 5 coming out. I hope we do. I hope we get some people coming on the show around then. We're going to be doing a major overhaul of some stuff around here to hopefully be a little more entertaining for people, to be a little more of a, or draw a more dedicated crowd to where it's something that people will listen to every week. Give a little more structure to the show, give a little more direction of what we're doing, and of course revamp some of the stuff that we have. So update our Twitch page and our website, our WordPress theme, and looking on to getting some additional volunteers on to help out with the stuff around the office, so to speak. I did tease before RTX that we were going to be asking for people to join up and help us out. So we're actually going to be putting up an application page on our site. And I should have that up before PAX comes around. So either this weekend or early into next week, and I'll have that up for people to go over and apply. And we're looking for positions pretty much across the board. We're going to be looking for website people, video people, After Effects people. And this isn't something where, unfortunately, we can't pay you. Of course, we all do this on our own time, off our own money. But if you want to give back to us or just participate in the Halo community of any kind, then we'll gladly take any willingness to help out. And we'll obviously give you the credit you deserve for helping us out. And I guess on that note, huge thanks to Dustin Griffith for giving us an anniversary song. So we have a second song now. And for those that listened to the 500th episode, we actually stuck that kind of on the end, but Dustin released that on his SoundCloud, and we'll actually be making a post about it here on the website when I do our RTX anniversary wrap up. So that'll be out within the next week as well. Going on back to my original point, shout out to everyone that participated in the Indiegogo campaign. Lane Thomas, who actually does the Marlon, the Elite Machinima series, and he's helped me out with the Halo Mole doing the soundtrack over there, which is still coming. It's still in the works. Also, we have GameDude03. He's actually been a longtime community member, so shout out to him. Dynamite311, Dominic Dobrinsky. He's actually the guy that I think he founded RTX SideQuest, and he runs a lot of those across the country. So huge shout out to him for donating to us and helping us out. We also have Justin and Travis Bryce from Drunken Halo. They participated in our Indiegogo campaign as well. Wolf0219, and then Keat from The Running Riot. So thank you guys, everyone, for helping us out, for helping make a difference, and just showing that you care about Partacular and wanted to see us do great things with our anniversary. But regardless, we still appreciate everyone who donated and everyone who attended and came out to RTX for our anniversary. But enough about that. The rest of RTX went pretty well. I know Impact Props was one of the first things I went to because that was the first time they actually had a public presence. I think they actually formally founded last year, so this is their first time actually having kind of like a proper booth, and they're more of a business offset of the 405th. So they actually make template stuff to sell, and they have more of the high-end prop stuff that gets done. So they were actually not hired by 343, I think, but 343 came to them and asked them to make a lock armor. So they actually put that together. So if you've seen any of the lock pictures from RTX or floating around Twitter or Facebook, Impact Props is the guys that made the lock armor that's out there.
And it is awesome.
It looks pretty sweet. There's the thruster pack on the back. There's the glowing visor on the front. I mean, this armor is nice.
The glowing highlights. Yeah, it had it all.
This is legit, pretty much.
Yeah.
Short of the actual chief costume that they had in Forward Unto Dawn, this thing is the real deal. So that was cool to see.
Yeah.
They did have the guy that wears the chief costume there as well. Although I wasn't on the show floor nearly enough to even walk around, and I missed their photo shoot because it was the same time as the Goose's panel that she had on mental health on Saturday. And then I went back to our condo to get ready for the panel. So I just completely missed that, which really sucks. I wanted to see that and take pictures of that, because that would have been some awesome pictures to take. But regardless, saw that, went by the Griffball booth and watched the championship game on Sunday, which actually happened on the main stage. And congratulations to Easy as Pie for winning.
That was very fun to watch. Like, I've watched Griffball kind of passively on some of their streams, but seeing it when it counts in the way it did, that was a lot of fun. And it's not your traditional, you know, competitive Halo that we see often on streams, or, you know, that we've grown used to on MLG or whatever. But I really think it does deserve a lot more attention and respect from a competitive standpoint, because that's no easy thing you can just hop in and be great at. There really is a lot to learn there. And I don't know, I've been kind of looking around a little bit more, seeing what I can do to be a little bit better at a Griffball. I mean, it won't ever be something I will play often, but if I could be above average, that'd be something I would like.
Right. Well, and the other thing too is, just like the competitive Halo that you see, it does take practice. It's not something that Griffball is not as much of a push off as quite a few people seem to think it is. There's a lot of strategy that goes into it. There's lots of different moves. I forget, but every now and then, whenever there's big events like this, Griffball on their Hubcast will talk about how many different named moves they have, and I think they have over 200 different moves that have names for Griffball.
Yeah, it's insane.
So just think of all the weird custom callouts that they have. Like, how many different ones does Sanctuary have? Like, there's the Walshy, there's obviously all the normal map callouts, but you think about just random plays and moves and strategies in Griffball, it gets pretty intense.
Yeah.
And really, it's closer to a sport, Griffball is, than competitive Halo is, if you think about it. Because, I mean, a lot of the sports that people are considered sports is stuff like football, soccer, basketball, baseball, and they all have some kind of ball object, and Griffball has a ball. It's the closest thing to rugby, pretty much. And it's, at some point, you might not think of it as interesting to watch, but once you see good teams, especially those in the AGLA play, they get pretty intense. I think their longest casted game that they've had is about 2 hours.
Oh, and then you also add their commentary that they have.
Uh-huh.
They got some pretty good commentators.
They do.
That they sell it very well.
They do such a great job. I kind of miss Tex Resist. He did a very good job, but they have DJ Blue, Receptor, and Goose, who are the main commentators now for any of the live streams that they do. And they regularly do league matches on Wednesdays and Thursdays. And I think they've even branched that out to do some other days as well. I don't think they're necessarily commentating. I think their commentary days are Wednesdays and Thursdays, but there's a lot of stuff happening on the Griffball Twitch stream during the week.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they're very consistent in there.
Mending Mercy wanted to know if they have open nights for randoms. They do have regular events, community mixers, and stuff like that, that you can go onto their forums, and they'll, whenever they're active, they usually have something going on 2 or 3 times a week, and you can always find people to play with. Like, if you're looking for just a quick matchmaking match or something, you can usually find players pretty quick. It's actually a very active community. They have a lot of active members, which is amazing this day and age in Halo. But if you're looking for getting involved with just kind of a fun league to try it out, the GGL is the league you want to go for. It's more laid back. There's still some competitive hierarchy to it, but that's definitely more of the fun play style. And there's lots of teams that are willing to pick people up. So if it's something that you want to get involved with, then you can definitely head on over to griffballhub.com, sign up on the forums, and just get involved. And people there are very good at getting you mixed in with people that will help get you to the right areas on the forums, the right places to sign up if you want to participate in the league just for fun or want to get serious and get competitive. So if you want to get involved with Griffball in any way, griffballhub.com, sign up on the forums and just start posting. Find places to post and just start going at it.
Mm-hmm.
They are definitely one of the more well-run communities out there when it comes to Halo.
Ton of respect for them.
Oh, yeah.
Especially on my end. And I'm kind of newer to even knowing who Griffball is. So I really do have a ton of respect for what they're able to do.
Yeah. So, but I have to give a huge shout out again to them, because they got us the consoles for our anniversary party, and having Halo 2 there, which was basically how Podtacular got its start during Halo 2, that I think was a big nostalgia for a lot of people that were attending there. So that was just purely awesome. So huge thanks to those guys for getting that out there for us.
Yep.
What else was on the show floor? There was Operation Supply Drop, which we dropped by, and I got to talk to a few of the people there. There was actually a few of the people, like you mentioned, Haas, at the panel, and also a couple people that came by to our party afterwards. And actually managed to talk to the CEO of Operation Supply Drop and talk to him about a couple of things. And we will be doing some stuff with him in the future for sure. There's going to be some events that they're doing that we're going to try to get involved with that will be Halo related. So when we get that going, then we'll obviously have more to talk about. I think that was pretty much all I checked out on the show floor was just them, the 405th, Griff Ball, Impact Props, and then the little number of panels that I attended.
Mm-hmm. It was a busy weekend. A lot busier than I honestly anticipated. But that's okay. I was really happy that I was able to go. So
good. It seemed like everyone was. I mean, having us all meet together for the first time, that was cool. And another really fun fact was that was the first time Fumo and Spellcheck had ever met, which was awesome. I think that was one of the more cool aspects of that weekend. And it's weird because if you go back to Halo Fest, that was the first time that Steve Downs and Jen Taylor had ever
had met
in person. So, Chief being the main guy in Halo and Cortana being his better half, kind of the same thing with Fumo being the main person for Podtacular and Spellcheck being the better half. It, coincidence? Half-Life 3 confirmed?
Maybe.
It was an awesome weekend, though. And I can't thank everyone enough who either participated in the Indiegogo campaign, who helped us out with the anniversary party, whether coming to it or just helping us get stuff there. Oh, and shout out to the Drunken Halo guys, Justin and Travis, for actually getting us our swag. I had to UPS it from my house to them, and they actually had to wait for the pretty much the end of the cycle for UPS, because apparently they were, I guess it got delivered really late, and then they drove it down. So all the swag stuff, huge thanks to them for actually driving it up to us. And then obviously 343, huge shout outs to Bravo for getting me a crate of stuff to give away. And huge shout outs to Mega Blocks for them giving me stuff to give away. It was really, really awesome to see all the support that we got for this. Even though it was small, it's still one of those things where, wow, this actually makes a difference for people. So
yeah,
thank you everyone who's listening, who has listened, who will listen to the future, and who helped make our reunion party what it was. Just thank you for all the support that you guys have given us. It's been great, and I don't plan on going anywhere anytime soon. And hopefully Halo 5 will get some people back in the hot seat as well.
Yeah, I think we're on the brink of a pretty big Halo community revive, you know. Things are just looking and feeling right, and I feel a lot more confident in that belief than I did even a year ago, and a year ago, I was going bonkers thinking about what was coming. And yes, MCC had problems, but man, I can't say anything bad about Halo 5 right now. I really can't. And 343 just seems... Well, I you know, it's all a matter of opinion, screen. I suppose, but...
All dedicated hosts,
see, all, no local land. All matter of opinion. Well, that falls on Xbox, not Halo 5. But I'm feeling a lot of excitement for not even just us as Podtacular, but as the community that is the Halo community. Because I think we've been laying low, you know, and since probably Halo 3, maybe... early Halo Reach, and we need something, and I think we're about to get it.
I'm looking forward to it. I wouldn't have pre-ordered the limited collector's edition if I wasn't.
Yeah.
Now, granted, I'm a little biased because I do like my Halo, but it has seemed...
Never would have guessed.
Really. It does seem like 343 has a better grasp of what they're doing, and they've definitely had the road bumps. They had Halo 4, which did not do well at all. And MCC, there were lots of strings behind that that I think a lot of people don't necessarily recognize, but something that it's there now and we have to just kind of take it as it is. And a lot of people are just hinging on Halo 5 being there. There's a lot of people that are going to be waiting to see what happens when it comes out, which is good. There's a lot of people that are very excited about it, which is also good. And I'm very hopeful for Halo 5. I think this will be the comeback. I don't think it's going to be quite as much of an impact as like the Halo 2 comparison, which a lot of people are kind of comparing it to. I don't think it's going to be nearly on that scale, well, but I
the market's changed, and that's why I feel that way too. But
right, no, it definitely has, and I don't think we'll ever get something that's as big as a Halo 2, or even something as big as a Halo 3. But in terms of just Halo kind of coming back to its roots, I think Halo 5 Guardians is making the moves in the right direction.
Yep, absolutely.
But I think that's pretty much it for RTX. Obviously, we will not be doing a podcast next week as we will be in Seattle for PAX Prime. So you'll get a week hiatus, possibly two, because the Thursday afterwards, I'll actually be back in Houston with my family to spend some time with them. So this will be the last podcast for 2 weeks. We'll be returning shortly thereafter. I have a specific guest lined up then, and I'm forgetting who at the moment. I need to figure that out. But we do have a couple guests lined up for when we come back from PAX. So that'll be good. And hopefully we'll have another book show to talk about. If people will finish Hunters in the Dark, maybe.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
Pretty much everyone.
That's true.
So, I mean, I'm trying to actually finish Broken Circle before I start Hunters in the Dark. And now I have Last Light, so I have pretty much 3 books to read over the next 2 weeks. But we also have the Fleet Battles, which I'm planning on bringing to PAX so we can actually figure out how it plays so we can actually do a proper review on it and podcast for it. And
I mean, we can't just like shoot each other like you used to do with all your old Lego cars and stuff back in the day. Can that be a review?
If it degrades into something like that, maybe it could be.
I think that's where it's going to go.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much it. Yeah. Do you have anything else to add from RTX?
No, you know, I guess if anything, I'm just going to kind of repeat. It was awesome getting to meet everybody that was there. For everybody that wasn't, you know, I'm sorry. It really was a blast, and a lot of thanks to you. Really, you put a lot of time, effort, money. I mean, we got there Wednesday and instantly you were working on making this special for the people that were going to be there. And, you know, thanks really can't be said enough. So,
well, thank you.
Being able to see it firsthand, it was truly a treat.
Well, thank you, Haas. But yeah, that's going to wrap it up for us tonight. Pretty short show. We don't have much to talk about. We will see, I guess, some people in Seattle for PAX. If you're going to be there, please let us know. We'd definitely love to meet you, and we'll have some of the swag to give away as well. So if you're there, definitely hit us up. We'll give you some stuff. We have a few pieces of everything left over. I know we have plenty of wristbands and plenty of buttons, not as many stickers or lanyards or obviously t-shirts, but we do have stuff and we will be giving away stuff. I hope we get to play Cards Against Humanity while we're there, because we didn't get to play it during RTX at all.
Yeah, I know. I know some people are very hoping to. That's really bad English. I apologize. I know some people that are pretty excited for the opportunity to play.
Nice. So for everyone on the Twitch stream right now, we're going to be giving away the last $10 Xbox Live code that I have for now. I don't know when I'll be buying my next batch, but this is the last one I have in my stock. So if you're in the Twitch stream, then stand by for after we're done. Otherwise, thank you everyone for tuning in to our podcast and for downloading us. You can find more about us at podtackler.com, and you can hit up our social media sites. We're on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and we have videos coming out pretty regularly from Godzilla T on achieving Halo. I doubt that's going to be finished by the time Halo 5 comes out, but we have a couple more videos on the Halo CE run, and then we'll be doing the Halo 2 run, which will, I think we're going to plan that to be mostly co-op related stuff, but we got that coming down the pipeline. We have, of course, our application page will be coming out pretty soon. So if you are interested in helping us out in any way, when we make the post about it, we'll obviously put it on Twitter and Facebook and whatnot, but please go over and sign up and let us know what you want to help out with. And make sure you guys check out the podcast network that is thepodcast.com, which has podcasts like Guardian Radio, Critzcast, Learning Cliff, Work in Progress, and How to Murder Time. So if you're looking for other shows to check out or are interested in some of the games that those shows cover, then give them a listen. That'll be it for us tonight. Thank you everyone again for coming out. I guess we'll be back after our hiatus. Keep on fragging reunion parties.